International anti-crime agencies say criminals have for decades cultivated routes and methods to traffic illegal medicines. One of the most popular is the painkiller codeine. If abused, the addictive opioid can cause organ failure and conditions such as schizophrenia. Codeine syrup addiction is a crisis across Africa.
We bought on a Sunday from a company directly from the storeroom. They even had to remove the storeroom seal from it. And so we took it from inside the company and went our way.
That was Nigerian investigative journalist Ruona Maya, who has infiltrated illegal medicine networks in West Africa. Her work reveals that organized crime groups are paying pharmaceutical company employees to steal medicines. Maya says corrupt collaborators in civil service and law enforcement, including customs inspectors, are sometimes on the criminals' payroll too. She says because of the sky-high profits to be made from COVID-19 vaccines, crime groups are shifting attention away from medicines such as codeine and toward falsified and stolen coronavirus shots.
First of all, you need to have a rogue inside whatever company it is. And then you now have to have a system of movement to where there was no regulatory system, where you could do business even outside of work hours.
Maya says lack of regulation will apply to most of Africa's vaccine rollouts because the infrastructure and standardization aren't in place to ensure otherwise. Criminals thrive on these gaps, she says, and whenever processes are speeded up and bypassed, they jump in and swap genuine medicines with falsified and substandard versions.
The first thing you need in any of these systems is someone that is hiding in plain sight and has access to the supply. When you do get that supply, then you do need foot soldiers that will now distribute it.
Maya's seen many cases of health workers doing people so-called favors and taking them to pharmaceutical company representatives. The client, in desperate need of a medicine they've been told is out of stock, then ends up buying fake or overpriced drugs. In West Africa, Maya says, the traffickers keep their contraband in places that appear legitimate.
They sometimes store the products in, we call them chemists, but they are more like shops, pharmacies. They will store a lot of it there. It doesn't always necessarily mean that this is a natural qualified pharmacist that runs that shop. But they will find somewhere that is like a medicine store, let me put it like that, and store it there.
She explains that the criminals mix their fakes with genuine medicine.
Occasionally, this type of storehouses are actually manned by qualified, certified, practicing pharmacists. So you have rogues there as well. And then people can come and buy piecemeal, or those who are distributing will come and take it off from there. So we had...
She says the traffickers usually base their operations on city outskirts or in more isolated towns with weaker regulations and law enforcement.
People are very, very careful with how codeine is sold or transported in Lagos. By the time you get to the border towns and the border countries, it's a free-for-all.
Maya says many African authorities have an attitude that once something bad leaves our country, it's not our problem. If this lack of solidarity happens now, she says, criminals pushing the potentially dangerous fake or substandard jabs will have even more space. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.